It's a great pleasure to welcome back our next guest to our program. South Carolina-based journalist Isaac Bailey joins us to reflect on a wide range of complex, divisive topics, from police brutality and Confederate symbols to respectability politics and white discomfort, which have taken on a fresh urgency with the protest movement sparked by George Floyd's killing. Bailey has been honing his views on these issues for the past quarter of a century in his professional and private life, which included an 18-year stint as a member of a mostly white evangelical Christian church. His new book, Why Didn't We Riot? A Black Man in Trump Land, speaks to and for the millions of black and brown people throughout the United States who were effectively pushed back to the back of the bus in the Trump era by a media that prioritized the concerns and feelings of the white working class and an administration that made white supremacists giddy, and explains why the country's fate in 2020 and beyond is largely in their heads. Isaac Bailey is an award-winning journalist and the James Batten Professor of Public Policy at Davidson College, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, yeah. Actually, thank you very much for having me.
A great pleasure to have you on the program and to have you back. I believe we last had you for your last book, so it's good to have you you here for this. So give us a sense of what brought you to wanting to write it and kind of putting it into making sense in your own mind of what has been happening over the past 4 years in our country.
Sure. And I thought that, frankly, it actually started with disappointment and anger. And because at least I saw a lot of folks who I thought were friends and colleagues, and also fellow Christians, actually flocked to a man like Trump. And even as he was openly bigoted and racist and also indecent, and then so that actually really, really shocked me a bit. The fact that the kind of media turned at least to them in order to actually tell their stories. And then that they ignored all of these black and brown voices in these areas.
So you make a point of noting in the book that for a long time you were not angry. And you were not angry, and you were not an angry black man. At what point did you start to notice that you were angry? That the feelings that you were feeling were that of anger?
Yes, and that really happened. When my wife noticed that I was almost about to start hating some people. Kind of in that church that we were attending, which actually was this mostly white evangelical church, and then that as soon as she actually noticed that in me, we actually knew that we actually had to make a change. Pushed me to really, really look at what was going on, more honest about everything as well.
What was it like to come to terms with the Christian community that you had been a part of for so long?
Yes. And so that frankly, I struggle with that to this very day. Is a that faith that I was birthed into. I have actually seen it really be a sort of a really, really positive force for me, like and my family through really, really, really tough times. And so like my sort of my Christian roots are deep. And yet though, what this sort of Trump era has actually done, it sort of actually forced me to re-examine everything about a faith, in which a sort of major chunk of it, actually can be comfortable, actually with a man like Trump. And yes, for me, that that has really sort of actually forced me to actually rethink everything.
You write about this in the book. I mentioned it briefly in the introduction, but I would like to spend a moment on it, is that you do fault the media for some of this and for what has happened and the overall feeling. Give us a sense of how that evolved in your thinking and how you believe they are responsible in a way.
I'm sure. And I think that our sort of my first misstep really as media is that we sort of actually did not take seriously at least sort of what we knew actually with the sort of massive sort of changes in the sort of demographics, and then that which is sort of really kind of unprecedented. Yes, and sort of these are actually for a country like ours. Yes, and so for that, yes, I think that that sort of actually was going to actually naturally cause fear and stress of the unknown. At least in terms of what a new sort of Browning nation actually might look like and feel like. And I think that we sort of actually did not do a sort of very good job actually trying to actually walk our audiences through that. Yes, and then so at least by sort of 2008, at least actually when we had our sort of my black president. Yes, and then that those kind of fears, really were sort of realized for a lot of white Americans, and yet so at least for media that we actually sort of talked about a sort of post-racial reality, et cetera, instead of actually recognizing that fear. Weaponized by Trump. Even after we saw Trump do this, yes, and then that we actually struggled to speak plainly about it as well. Which is why that we actually had sort of that trouble actually saying that it was racism and not some kind of vague kind of economic angst, etc. Yes, and so for me, I think that media overall we actually need to get much, much more serious about this. And so I am hoping that I am modeling that in this book.
Absolutely. The book is very special. It is Why Didn't We Riot? A Black Man in Trump Land. The book is published by Other. Isaac Bailey, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.